1. Kennedy at Houston. Those who say religion has nothing to do with politics do not know what religion is. Mahatma Gandhi. If there is a dividing line in the history of religion and American politics, it passes through September 12, 1960. It was on this date that Senator John F. Kennedy made a speech to the Greater Houston Ministerial Association in defense of the scandalous suggestion that a Roman Catholic could be president of the United States. That speech has become the model for all similar religious declarations by political candidates in the years since. Whenever a candidate for president has felt the need to offer assurances about his faith, he has almost always invoked Kennedy at Houston, has usually given the speech in Texas, and has nearly always made sure there were large numbers of Southern clergy in the room at the time. This is what Mitt Romney did when his Mormonism became an issue in the 2008 presidential campaign, and it is what we will see future candidates do when their particular brands of religion raise questions in the minds of American voters. Though Kennedy's Houston speech served the purposes of his campaign, it is a model that does not serve us well today. His words were aimed at a far different target in a centuries-old religious war, far removed from the religious battle lines in current American politics. Understanding this will help us determine what the greater need is in our day and why it is essential that we ask our presidential candidates penetrating questions of faith. The roiling animosities that threatened John F. Kennedy's presidential campaign first arose between Protestants and Roman Catholics during the Reformation and crashed onto the shores of the New World with the earliest American colonies. Many of the first settlers in these colonies were refugees from the rule of England's last Roman Catholic king, James II, or from the persecutions of Protestants in France that followed the revocation of the Edict of Nantes. These colonists read their King James Bibles, their Fox's Book of Martyrs, and even their Shakespeare, and were confirmed in their confidence that Roman Catholicism was an enemy of biblical truth, of liberty, and even of art and the creative aspirations of the human soul. By the time the American Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, only 30,000 Catholics lived in the new nation, less than 1% of the total population. Most of them lived in Maryland, a colony established for the protection of persecuted British Catholics. There were no Catholic churches south of Maryland.